USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A brand new year brings the same policies to the U.S.-Mexico border crisis. Representative Congressman from Texas, Pat Fallon on Fox News, is a member of the Armed Services Committee.
From two things. It was manufactured from Joe Biden's wokeness and his weakness. He signaled to the far left that he would institute a de facto open border policy. And wait, Mexico became catch and release. And build the wall became open the gate. And deport criminals became cartels run amok.
As we ended 2021 with record number of children being hospitalized with COVID-19, Dr. Fauci explains the numbers are inflated.
If a child goes in the hospital, they automatically get tested for COVID, and they get counted as a COVID hospitalized individual, when in fact they may go in for a broken leg or appendicitis.
Best to you in 2022. We are USA Radio News.
You know, if you feel like you're stuck with a healthcare plan that isn't affordable or you simply don't like it, right now is a great time to switch to MediShare. The typical family saves $500 or more per month with MediShare, and what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate when compared to health insurance. Double. You get access to a massive network of providers and 24/7 telehealth. And MediShare is the most trusted name in healthcare sharing. It's been around for more than 25 years, and it's more than just affordable healthcare, too. You get to be part of a community of Christians who pray for each other and support each other. But here's why now is the time to make the switch. Join before January 15th, and they'll waive your new member fee. So you'll save another $170 right off the bat. Call now. You'll get a price within 2 minutes. And again, the deadline is January 15th, so you can save even more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
Freedom of speech takes another setback at Twitter.
The personal Twitter account of Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene of Georgia has been suspended by Twitter, the social media company, claiming on Sunday that she posted false information about the COVID-19 pandemic. A spokesperson saying that we permanently suspended Marjorie Taylor Greene for repeated violations of our COVID-19 misinformation policy. Representative Greene responding on conservative social media platform Getter, saying she tweeted statistics from the vaccine adverse event reporting system that got her suspended. Her Twitter account relating to her work in the House of Representatives is still active. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
The late Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid, Democrat from Nevada, will lie in state at the Capitol on January 12th. Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said the formal arrival and departure ceremonies will be open to invited guests only due to the pandemic. USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Frank Sinatra as Rocky Fortune.
Classic radio theater.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
The story of Dr. Kildare.
The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or wherever podcasts are served, just by searching for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
As candidate Biden repeated he was going to shut down the virus, history will be written differently. Texas Republican congressional candidate and former Army veteran Wesley Hunt on Fox News.
Today, since the Biden administration, we've had 2 million illegal immigrants enter our country. And if you ask me, we don't need a booster shot. We need a booster wall. Now, I recall a tweet from President Biden criticizing President Trump. We were at 200,000 deaths due to COVID. And right now, we're sitting at over 400,000 deaths during his presidency. And last I checked, we have not seen his resignation. We can all agree on one thing, and that this is actually a state's issue. It's not a federal issue, but there's a very different tone from candidate Biden to President Biden, and yet and still, he is still trying to enforce vaccine mandates at the federal level on small businesses. And look, COVID is here to stay, but President Biden and Vice President Harris politicized this thing from the very beginning. If you recall, when they were running for president, when he was running for president, he said that they weren't going to take a vaccine if it originated from the Trump administration. So you wonder why people have vaccine hesitancy at this point. But you're absolutely right about illegal immigrants. We haven't tested them. They don't have mask mandates. They don't have vaccine mandates. So why would we expect more from our taxpaying American citizens than from people that are entering this country illegally? People are actually awake. This is why I'm running for United States Congress, to make sure that we take back the House and stop the bleeding and end this hypocrisy.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.